everything's finished. And, you know, it's a lot of conversations with many different people and trying to figure out what fits what the philosophies that we're trying to, you know, use while we're scheduling and what fits what they're looking for. And so it's always kind of difficult to get both parties on board, you know, find the exact team that wants to play. And so it's been difficult talking to a bunch of different people, but it's one of those things that that everybody's doing around the country. And some people finish earlier than others, and some people are going all summer long. So we definitely don't want to go that long, and we're hopeful to have the schedule all wrapped up and released shortly.
Well, right now, as far as next year is concerned, the games that we know, the Vegas tournament, Xavier, Arizona State, George Washington, the other teams involved there, a game at Washington State, some home games with UC Irvine and Northern Arizona. I know that Bruce Weber always talks about wanting to schedule to the team that you have and how important that can be, a lesson that he learned long ago. What was the goal that you guys set out for? What did you want to accomplish with the schedule for next season?
Well, I think, you know, when you look at the schedule, obviously this year, you know, some of the teams we thought were going to be a little bit better than they were weren't. And so definitely want to try and make sure we've got some good opponents. But you're always looking at the roster you have, like you said, and we've got a good core group coming back, some talented kids coming in. So we feel like we can, you know, we want to challenge ourselves early and find people that are kind of similar styles to the teams we play in the conference. And so much of that early part of the season is just so much, you have so much growth that each team is going through. And so you're trying to find teams that can help you grow as a team and prepare you for the Big 12 tournament. So, you know, we looked around the country. We targeted we knew we needed some series, find another series on the road. You know, trying to play a couple road games, play a couple neutral side games, obviously play some home games and get ready on all fronts as we head into the conference again for next year. So I think we found some teams that and some series and some games that work for us. And we're just trying to, like I said, finish it all up and kind of finish paperwork. And it's never over until all the documents are signed. I've learned that during my time here. You definitely got to wait until everything's in and it's complete before you can say it's done.
Talking with K-State Director of Basketball Ops, Drew Spiraw, here on the game. Fans, and I heard it a lot, you know, that it's the home schedule in the non-conference can leave something to be desired. But I understand just how difficult it's becoming in today's day and age to get just a home and home with Power 5 teams in non-conference college basketball. From your standpoint, being there, you know, on the battlefield, so to speak, as this goes, how difficult is it to line those things up and make that type of thing happen?
Yeah, well, it's very difficult to find a team that's willing to play a home and home game and find a team that's willing to fit what you're looking for. I mean, when you're building a schedule, we got to have so many home games for ticket standpoint to put together a season ticket package. So we can't just say, hey, we're going to start every game on the road. And when you look around the country, most everybody you talk to says, hey, I got to start at home. So it rules out some teams right there. And then you have some other guys that maybe aren't looking for a home and home game, or, you know, they want to play at home the whole time, and their scheduling philosophies don't line up with yours. And so it's very difficult to kind of figure out exactly what everybody needs. And, you know, I talked to almost every single team in those Power 5 conferences almost on a yearly basis just to try and feel them out and say, hey, what are you looking for? You know, is it something that fits what we need? Do the dates line up? A lot of times the dates, especially in December, are very hard to work out, especially with everybody's final schedules on different times. You never seem to, you know, our finals is 1 week and their finals is another week, so that rules out 2 weeks right there. And then they've got some other game they're committed to. And so it's always something that you got to work through. And so, you know, usually you can find a couple of teams a year that are looking for something that dates line up. And it's really just trying to find ones that match what we're looking for. And also when you get to the end, that both teams agree to do the series. And so, like I said, it is difficult. And certain conferences are harder to schedule with than others. For instance, like they have all those ESPN games and things like that that people put on, and so a lot of schools, they play in those games that ESPN does, the rivalry games, the Big 12 SEC games, or the Big 10 ACC, and then they play against the rival in-state school, and then they play in a multi-team tournament like our Vegas tournament, and so that gets them six games right there, and they just look at their schedule and say, hey, we're just going to buy a bunch of low major teams at home, and we're not going to schedule anybody else. So I mean, a lot of times you run into that scenario, And so it's always a process trying to figure out what works for us, but also works what's possible to do.
It just seems like so much is moving towards more of those games that are neutral court games as opposed to teams wanting to travel. Is that just based on coaches don't want to take their team on the road to a tough opponent early in the year? Why do you think it's moving that way?
Well, I think that kind of has been the trend in the past. I think, obviously coaches don't want to schedule games that they think they can't win. I think that's the biggest thing is you want to try and win games. That's when it comes down to the end, NCAA committee is looking at your resume. How many have you won? Who have you beat? Obviously comes into it. Where are the games played comes into it. And you don't get as much RPI points, and that's what they're using right now for winning games at home as you do for winning on a neutral side or on the road. And so a lot of teams, instead of doing a true road game, like you said, where you could go into a really tough environment early in the season, and maybe a coach doesn't want to do that. They go to those neutral site games and maybe doesn't have nearly as many people there, but they still get a little bit more of a credit for winning on a neutral site than they do at home. I think you see that a little bit more, but, certain conferences have figured out, they put different pressure in. So some of them are willing to kind of more to do a little bit more home and homes than they have in the past, I think. I think the NCAA committee has also kind of made some stances on playing just home games. And so I think that's kind of pushing people to schedule more road games and neutral sites. I think one of the biggest things for us this past year is we played road games in the non-conference, and they showed that we made an effort for it, and we won a couple of them. And so I think that was big for us. So I think a lot of teams are becoming a little bit more open to it. But like I said, it just depends team to team on what's already on their schedule and what they need. So it's kind of a team by team thing.
Talking with Drew Spiroff here on the game, K-State Director of Basketball Ops. Before we get to the camps, one last scheduling question, and I'm sure you get this one a lot in some form, but everyone wants to know, okay, when are you going to schedule Wichita State? Does their move to the AAC change anything from your perspective as making it more or less likely that they might get on the schedule?
We always talk with everybody, so I don't know that we've avoided or anything like that. This hasn't, like I said, worked out in the past. They've scheduled a bunch of other games with opponents throughout the time, and that maybe just didn't match up with what we needed, or we had a return here or there. So I think we're always open to having conversations. And I mean, obviously they're a great team, so I don't know that their conference change makes that big of a deal, but if it works out in the future, I'm sure that we'll discuss it and see if it works on both of our ends.
Well, I know you've got some camps coming up here in the next month. How many different options do people have if they want to get involved in some of the Bruce Weber basketball camps?
Yeah, well, we have a couple different options. We got father-son camp, which is always kind of a favorite amongst campers with their kids, and it's K through sixth grade. And we're running those sessions June 9th and 10th and 10th and 11th. And that's kind of a great thing for fathers and sons to come together. And we kind of teach dads how to coach their kids, and we coach kids, with different skills, and kind of let them take them home and pass them on in the driveway, kind of, so to speak. And so that's always been a fan favorite. And the next week we have Power Cat Day Camp, which is kind of one of our biggest camps now for day camp wise. And it's for fourth through ninth graders, and kids come to camp. It's our most advanced teaching camp, and also most, advanced skill level for those age group kids. And it's been very successful the past couple of years. The kids love it. They play. We get 4 days with them. It's 9 to 4. We feed them lunch. We eat in our student athlete performance table. So that's all. The kids always enjoy that, where our athletes eat. And then the week after that, we have our littlest day camp, and that's kindergarten through sixth grade again. And it's and we run that in the afternoons, and it's the 19th to the 22nd. So we're taking registrants for all those camps, and we're looking forward to having another great summer, and our guys are looking forward to working with the youngsters again this year.
And I would think one of the big selling points is player involvement. Do you know, do you have a general idea of players, coaches that might be there that they get a chance to hang around with?
That's one of the things we always take pride in our camps is we run the camps purely with our staff and players, and we don't hire anybody else. And so all of our guys will work camp at some point. We work around their class schedules. When they're not in class, they come and work camp. So if you come to camp, you're going to see pretty much all of our returning guys and all of our new guys and all of our coaches and staff members are the guys who are teaching the camps and doing the drills and playing with the kids. And, you know, the kids love it. We always play five kids versus five of our players, and they don't always score a ton of points against our guys, but they have a blast doing it, and so that's one of the camp favorites that we also have at camp. So, I mean, it's a good time, and if you just want to be around the program, be around our guys, be in the facilities, hang out in the locker room, all that kind of stuff, it's a great experience for everybody and that's involved.
It's going to the website, BruceWeberBasketball.com, the easiest way to get signed up?
Yeah, that's it. Go to BruceWeberBasketball.com, and if you go on there, if you want to call into our office phone number is on there, and you can speak with us if you have any questions about camp or anything like that. We definitely can take registration at our office as well.
All right. Well, Drew, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck with finalizing the schedule, and hopefully we'll talk to you soon.
Appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
All right. There's Drew Spear, K-State Men's Basketball Director of Basketball Operations. Interesting there on Wichita State. Doesn't sound like they're afraid to schedule Wichita State if it were to ever work out. You can't be serious. We'll finish off the show next before we get you to Royals baseball. Jim Harbaugh, one of the most interesting characters in college football, I think. Love him or hate him, you'd have to agree he's one of the most interesting. I think he just added to that resume. You're listening to The Game.